Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
In every court list, there's always one interesting character that kind of makes it worth your while going. Liz Dunphy from The Examiner joins me to talk about Mallow District Court, where a fella called, now this is a great name, Rodolfo de Jesus Moreno, age 35. An interesting character, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning. An interesting character indeed. Unfortunately, he didn't actually turn up in court himself. Yeah. Mallow this week, but so the case was heard in his absence and he was convicted in his absence. But some really interesting details still came out in the case. So basically, this man, as you said, Rodolfo de Jesus Moreno, he's age 35. He has an address at 18 Lansdowne Village, Kenmare, County Kerry. And he basically, his car had been seized by Gardaí after they noticed that it had this kind of fake number plate with the word Liberty emblazoned on it.
Yeah.
And that word kind of gives a hint, I think, to his general attitude in life and towards the state. He basically, he had documents on his car, in which he kind of was a self-declared diplomat. So one of the discs on his car where a tax disc should be, he had a tax disc, a made-up tax disc, saying that he was tax exempt because of his diplomatic status. And that disc also claimed that any trespassing on the car, on that vehicle, could incur a 1 million euro fee or penalty. He also had some very bizarre fake insurance documents, which claimed that these insurance him up to £4 million sterling, so it was just some very, very bizarre documentation that he had on his car and that was submitted to the court.
He said there's one document, isn't it, Liz, where he said that the signatory stands under God's law only and has no contract with private corporations or fictional courts.
Absolutely. And then in another document, actually, he essentially referred to the Garda Síochána as a private corporation. After his car was seized in a Lidl in Kanturk back in 2022, he kind of alleged that it had been stolen essentially by two named Gardaí in a document that was submitted to court as well, and said that referred to Gardaí in Kanturk as being a private for-profit company. Some very bizarre documentation.
Judge Cullum Roberts was having none of this.
He's a sensible judge, and he was having none of it. Mr. Moreno was convicted in his absence, but a bench warrant was issued. So he's at some stage, I presume he'll be brought before the courts again for a penalty. The bench warrant was issued for penalty. But interestingly as well, actually, the Kerry Man had just been reporting a few days earlier that Mr. Moreno had turned up in Kenmare District Court in recent days as well, also on driving without insurance charge, as far as I'm aware, and there was some disturbance in the court at that stage. So apparently he was in court with a number of supporters, and some disturbance erupted, and they were kicked out of court essentially for a short period of time. So he's due up again. He refused to plead guilty to that no insurance charge. So he's up again in Kenmare District Court, as far as I'm aware, on May 3rd. So I think he has a few opportunities to be before the courts again in the coming weeks and months. But yeah, he was convicted a number of road traffic offences, including no insurance and driving without a driving licence and driving without front or rear identification on his vehicle, which referred to the fake number plates which said Liberty.
All right, Liz, we'll catch up again on the story of Rodolfo de Jesus Moreno, age 35, of Kenmare. 0818 96 96 96. It stands under God's law only and has no contract with private corporations or fictional courts. From what I know about Judge Roberts, I've never sat in Judge Roberts' court, but shall we say that I know people who were in the courts when Judge Roberts was a solicitor. And no nonsense would he take from anybody as a solicitor. And I think he's kind of carried that into his career on the bench.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.